Camp Jewel podcast about the waterfront.
Hi, I'm Jane from 1B.
Hi, my name is Quinn.
Hi, I am Georgia.
Hi, my name is Ripley. I'm going to tell you about how lifeguards help keep people safe. They are very important to the waterfront. Some lifeguards love kids' smile when they're in the water, and other lifeguards just love helping keep people safe. Also, some lifeguards teach swimming when they're back at home. Some have been lifeguards for 2 years, and some have only been lifeguards for 2 months. And that is all I have to say about lifeguards.
And we're going to talk about waterfront safety. First, when the lifeguards blow the whistle and call body check, you must get out of the water as soon as you can and find your buddy and then hold hands. Second, if a lifeguard is not watching or does not know that you are going in the water, then you can't go in the water. Third, if you want to go to the grotto, go to the water slide, get out of the water, go to the bathroom, or get in the water, you have to tell a counselor. Lastly, red bands can go up their knees, yellow bands can go up to their shoulders, and green bands, you can go anywhere.
Every year of camp, we pick our clings for water sports.
And I'm talking about boating. For example, kayaking, canoeing, and paddleboarding. Canoeing is for 32 people. You can have any band and get to go canoeing. You can go to Froggy Island and more. On your way there and back, you can see great views. The rules in canoeing are simple. Wear a life jacket, stay in the boat, and listen to directions. A kayak is a one-person boat. You have to wear a bathing suit because you might go swimming. For this activity, you need a green band. When people are kayaking with green bands, people with red and yellow bands can go canoeing. Are two guides for kayaking and canoeing. Paddleboarding is easy to learn because of the low tide, and it's optional to do for a cabin challenge and even go swimming. They have one-person boards and around 10 people boards. If you don't know how to do it, don't worry, they'll teach you how to go paddleboarding when the rest of the group goes faster. You go to places like Froggy Island and more. That's all for boating. Thank you.
Camp Jewel also has a rope so campers who have green bands can swing and slide down the water slide. The grotto has sprinklers and a mini pool if people don't want to swim in the lake. And after, when they're finished, they have changing rooms for people.
Thank you for listening to a podcast by Jane MacDonald from 1B, Ripley Kenneman from 1B, Quinn Murphy from 1A, Georgia Natalie from 1A, and Leah Vesmi from 7A. Our podcast was about the waterfront. Layla with sailing, Ripley with lifeguards, Jane with boating, Quinn with oars, Georgia with location, and coordinated by Jen. Created during Session 2, Summer of 2023.